During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from The Grave Talks. When you're not listening to this show and our great interviews with amazing guests, be sure to check out our true crime podcast, Dark Side Of. Just search Dark Side Of wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a brand new episode of Dark Side Of. Check it out. Today on The Dark Side Of, we dive into the A&E docuseries Secrets of Playboy and break down some of the biggest bombshells about Hugh Hefner's empire. Lots of shocking accusations being made on it. We'll find out who they're from and exactly what they involve today on The Dark Side Of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side Of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you like the show, check out our Patreon page. Go to patreon.com or download the Patreon app. Search Dark Side Of or go to darksidepod.com. Get advanced episodes of the show as well as them all being commercial free. So you like the show, listen to it with no ads. Patreon.com. Search Dark Side Of or go to darksidepod.com. And be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, so you don't miss any episodes. Oh, the program. New ones every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. It's Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the show. What's going on?
I was watching television last night, and not on DVR, actual television.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials came on.
Yeah.
And I had like a small panic attack. Like, there's no way to fast forward through these.
It is kind of weird now. Like, I can't.
There's no countdown in the bottom right corner that said skip ads.
Yeah. Or
5, 4, 3, 2.
Do you have them now, like sometimes on the on-demand where it's participate in the ad? Basically, like you choose the ad and then there's another thing you click on and then it's like no ad break. It's just like 30 seconds, but you have to like interact with it. It's, it is weird because I never watch anything, I guess, live anymore unless it's, I don't know, like the Super Bowl, I think. That's probably like roughly about it. And it is strange to have that. But yeah, I mean, it's nice that you can fast forward on, you know, virtually everything. And just get rid of them.
Do you believe the next generation of adults will not be as lucky as I guess everyone else what would you say the age gap is? Because obviously there's conversation, there's memories, there's one-liners. Mm-hmm. Obviously Nike and Just Do It is an example that comes to mind, or maybe the McDonald's jingle, but with the lack of commercials or we consume content in ways now that we don't, we basically navigate the commercials and go around them. There are good commercials, but there's no situations that short of going on YouTube or going to the commercial channel that you can then consume them enough to bring them up in conversation when you're getting water in the staff kitchen.
I think we're getting actually more commercials than ever in our lives. We're just getting them in different ways. And I think they're actually getting more effective and more impactful than before, because a lot of times they have a commercial break, you really wouldn't pay much attention to it. Now it's like the pre-roll that you can't get front of in a YouTube. And if you're gonna watch a bunch of YouTube and you don't have like the premium, you're gonna see the same ad, you know, 30 times in like 2 hours. That's gold to an advertiser. And you can be super targeted with the stuff now where you're seeing it, but your neighbor probably is not, because the ad is so targeted down to your interest, not theirs, that you can get to the right people and you're going to be more impacted. It doesn't mean that mass amounts of people are going to see the same ads anymore, but they're going to be more effective because they're more targeted to an individual.
And then when you really think about it, super creepy.
It is. And then they're interwoven into places not as obvious ads anymore. They're just kind of everywhere. So many ads are like entertainment. We have ads on these shows that are woven into the content. It's pretty obvious when it is, if I'm talking about something, but the only ads I take that I talk about are things that I actually like too. So I'm not just talking about things that are like, you know, I'm just saying it to say it. They have more of a personal strength to them than they had in the past. Then it's just some random voice you're hearing talking about something. So it's
funny you say that, Tony, as I take a drink of my smart water. Smart water. Hydration. I apologize. You were saying? It makes sense. It was more hitting you over the head with a frying pan commercial back in the day when you couldn't control. And now, as you said, there could be four houses in a row, four apartments in a row, all watching Netflix, all watching the same show, and they get four different commercials.
Yep. So in a way, you know, we don't consume the pan over the head type commercials as much as we used to, but we consume them it used to be like just loads of them at a time. We consume them in more sporadic areas, but it's far more frequent than it used to be.
Speaking of which, did you see that new Tide spot of the gerbil getting hit over the head with a frying pan?
That was great. And you can totally get the blood out of the whites that the gerbil is smashed on.
Well, it was a stain killer, absolutely. The gerbil was killed, and then the stain was killed.
So if you ever happen to squish a gerbil with your white shirt, now you know, Tide. It's
the end of our first story today.
It gets the gerbil out. That'd be a great slogan for something. It gets the gerbil out. Let's go to our first story as we jump into this. And a lot of it, we're going to focus on this new Hugh Hefner and Playboy documentary that's going on in A&E, which I think it was only a matter of time before somebody jumped into this in the world that we live in today of calling out, you know, inappropriate behavior, things that were once kind of glorified and like, oh, this is pretty awesome and amazing. And it's like, I don't know that we have the same lens of that today. Hugh Hefner's Playboy Empire, this story comes from People, by the way, is under renewed scrutiny each Monday as A&E's 10-part docuseries Secrets of Playboy examines the illusion of sexual freedom Hefner meticulously crafted over decades across his magazine, an international network of Playboy Club lounges, a still-thriving merchandise arm, and more. According to Hefner, in an archival interview played in episode one, much of what Playboy is all about really is Disneyland for adults, a projection of those adolescent dreams and fantasies that I had grown up with that I never really lost. Now, a number of people immediately involved with Playboy have stepped forward to shatter the brand's illusion, re-examine the toxicity those fantasies perpetrated, and cast light on the darkness underpinning the brand facade of glamour. Former employees, bunnies from the Playboy clubs, Prime, and even Hefner's ex Holly Madison have all shared shocking claims about not only the Playboy enterprise, but also about Hefner, who died in 2017 at the age of 91. The series contains allegations of wrongdoing over decades by Hugh Hefner and others associated with him, reads a statement at the end of each episode of Secrets of Playboy. The vast majority of allegations have not been the subject of criminal investigations or charges, and they do not constitute proof of guilt. Below, and what we're going to go into, is a rundown of the allegations made against Hefner and Playboy, and check back over the next couple of weeks as this docuseries continues on. We're going to go start with episode 3 and kind of move on from there through some of the claims that that we have here. Again, these are a series of allegations of wrongdoing over decades, it's a vast majority of allegations have not been the subject of criminal investigations or charges and do not constitute proof of guilt, and we are not saying they do either. I should text Bridget and see what her thoughts are on this, Marquardt, because she was one of the girls next door, and she's been on the ghost show quite a bit.
And let's get her on the phone.
She's in California right now, and then we'd be waking her up if we called her.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, what do you think? But she's always been really positive about it. We did a whole episode about the mansion and the ghosts of it on the Grave Talks, but we never got into any of this. But she's always seemed very, from my vibes of what she said, she seemed very positive. But I don't know. I don't believe she's in this series. I think it's just Holly that's in it. But anyway, let's go to the claim here from episode 3. In the 10 years that I worked for Playboy, I would venture to say that there were probably 40 to 50 young women that were silenced by Playboy because of abuse, sexual abuse. It was a big thing for Hefner to not have that kind of heat and did not want the LAPD coming down on it. That's said by PJ Maston, who worked in Playboy in 6 Playboy clubs across the country from 72 to 82, including as a bunny mother who trained new Playboy club hires starting in 1976. Another claim by Maston, 2 young bunnies were at the Soul Train host Don Cornelius's house, and they were separated. One was locked in one room and the other was in another room. They were tied up and bound, and the sister could hear her screaming. There were wooden objects that were used for sodomizing with, and she could hear the other sister being brutalized. Maston said it, who also dated Playboy security head Joe Pistero during her tenure with the company. Cornelius's son, Tony Cornelius, told People in part that Manston's account is unbelievable, an unbelievable story without real proof and salacious. You know, if you're the son of him, I think, yeah, you would certainly not want to believe such a thing. And yes, we are just relying on accounts from people at this point. But I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on this when stories like this come up? I mean, it's an obscure name at this point in time. Not a lot of people are going to recognize who Don Cornelius is. And I guess to say it now, is there a reason other than just trying to get, you know, the real story out? What are your thoughts?
I think it is TBD, the best way to describe it. To be determined in the shock, awe. Hey, I have an interesting nugget. Hey, can I monetize this? Hey, is this a common enough known person? And also, is there not a lot of news going on right now? Can I drop this bombshell? So what we know is obviously this was a glorified mansion location, physical structure where you're not going there to pick up your dry cleaning. You're going to a house that essentially involves a magazine of nudity. So you already know there you're essentially going to a nightclub.
Yeah.
So it's not as though we're talking about something that happened at a public library. And if such salacious rumors were spread, oh my gosh, how could that happen there? He went there to get his car washed and he got something else washed involuntarily. Forced is what I was trying to say. So I think it's really, you can have as many examples or make a case that it actually did occur and they're trying to play damage control, or hey, someone's just trying to take a snippet of truth, exaggerating the hell out of it. And, you know, family members now need to fight to clear the name of somebody that has passed on.
It's interesting because what I think a lot of people fail to realize is the lens at the time in which these things happen. And in no way is that an excuse for anything to have happened, but the way society viewed these things at that time, it was very much brushed off when the mansion was active. I mean, I don't know if everybody had this, or many people just kind of had this view of like, oh, it's just a bunch of rich people going to hang out with women in bikinis at a pool, and it's all just clean and lovely, you know. Or I mean, you got to think here. You're talking the 1970s, 1980s, into the 90s. And earlier on, you're talking like the Mad Men era, you know, almost of the look and the under or the treatment of women, which was, you know, very chauvinistic, very controlling. And, you know, you basically have a business that takes women in simply to subject, you know, them to these men. I don't see anything wrong with that, Tony.
Sounds like a real nasty Friday night.
It's just like, how do we not assume that shit like this would have been going down? I mean, it's not that it's right in any stretch of the imagination, but you get a bunch of drunk, powerful men together amongst scantily clad or naked women. It's probably not going to be a good thing. And it's not, you know, not that, again, none of it's right, but it's just like you're setting up this fucking bomb. You know, you put all the ingredients in here and it just needs to be lit. And I can imagine many times a lighter was flung and it, you know, horrible shit happened. That wraps up the 15-minute preview of Dark Side Of. Don't miss any of our episodes. New ones every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Just search Dark Side Of wherever you download podcasts and press the follow, subscribe, or like buttons.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.